Sponsorship of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Hey, you're in luck. Right now is a great time to plan the next Walt Disney World vacation because you can save some great money on the spring travel discount as well as the summer meal deals, which are out there for select resorts through midsummer. You know, when you go down there and the food is free, at least some of it, it makes it taste a lot better. And even better than that, when you're saving money in your wallet on your accommodations and more, it makes going to Walt Disney World even more exciting. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all of the information on these great deals and fill out that free no obligation quote while you're there, because you never know, that next Disney vacation might be closer than you think. So check them out today. Drop by themagicforless.com. Today's episode is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management, and even though his offices are located in Indianapolis and Fort Wayne, Indiana, he works with clients across the nation. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprizeadvisors.com/drew.baker.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 972 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, for BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com, which we've had an awesome week. Thank you so much to everybody for tuning into the radio station. We love bringing those tunes to you. The great resort TV audio, the planning video audio, the background loops, everything. But thank you so much for making this a tremendous first week on our new platform over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Today, we are going to have some fun talking about our recent Walt Disney World trip down for Marathon Weekend, but it's everything but the running. I know that if you listen to Disney podcasts, you're probably wore out on all the running talk. We understand not everybody's a runner, so we're going to talk about the resort stays, the meals, the time in the parks, everything but running today, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So, and I know our folks that are training for Princess Half Marathon, though, you're getting close, a couple of weeks, so keep that training going. You got the taper next week. We're really proud of you already, so be ready for that. All right, joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. And Ricky, Valentine's Day, what, about 10 days? Not too long.
Yeah, and I'm expecting Brian to do nothing. No, I got nothing. We went to this Italian restaurant here in town, and he saw somewhere that they were doing something special for Valentine's Day. And so when we went and we were picking up our food, he did ask about what they were doing for Valentine's Day. So I was quite impressed. So
he asked about it. Doesn't mean he's going to act on it.
No, it doesn't mean he's going to act on it. But I mean, there's a chance. So I'm not expecting a lot, but we'll see what happens.
You know, we've been doing this show for almost 8 years. It'll be 8 years next month. And isn't that crazy? I mean,
I know
that
is absolutely crazy.
You know, so we've gone through a couple of Valentine's days here in the lifespan of the show. We've talked about, you know, going to White Castle. That's a great move. But this year, I'm seeing on social media that Waffle House.
Yes. And we have quite a few of those here. I'm just saying. They just built another one, actually.
You can have your Valentine's Day. You can have your Valentine's Day scrambled, smattered, and splattered with love.
Yes, exactly. I can see him taking me there, too. I mean, you know, after you've been, you know, married, God, we'll be married 10 years this year. You kind of don't do a lot.
Me too.
Sadly enough, I kind of want to see that movie about how to be single, which is... Which is probably terrible to see, you know, as a married wife, but whatever.
All right. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
All right.
Awesome. Have you seen that commercial for that movie?
No.
Does it have that guy in the movie that you want to see stir a bake a cake or something?
I got people messaging me.
I saw that.
They agree.
No, it's got Rebel Wilson and Allison Brie and what's her name? Dakota Johnson. A bunch of people in it. So Leslie Mann, it's got some good people in it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody, but anyway,
You
heard from her. That's Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. We're having fun on a Friday. What's up, Pam?
We are, but I'm still like kind of in shock that Ricky's like after 10 years, whatever. I've been married. It will be 25 years this summer, and I expect a little bit here to happen on Valentine's Day. I will say that
it's very my expectations.
So, anyways, I'm just saying, you have to try a little, Ricky. Just saying.
I guess I don't know.
Yeah, you need to set your expectations a little higher, kid.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Go for something more than Waffle House.
That's it.
If Hannah were telling me this, I would be sitting her down and being like, let's set our sights higher than Waffle House.
But if you get Waffle House, be grateful. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you get it, you get it. You know, waffles and little eggs and ham, you know, come on.
I'm just saying.
Anyways, but yes, no. And Chris Pine is who we wanted to see.
Yes, that's right.
You can watch Chris Pine do most things.
But. That's right.
All right, well, I'm bored. So let's talk about our Walt Disney World trip.
This has become the women show yes. All of a sudden.
And I don't have to start the show over, so we're going back down to last month. We were down there for Marathon Weekend. We want to talk about all the other stuff. So let's start with our resort stays. So, Ricky, drop it on us. Where did you stay for Marathon Weekend?
Well, I think I had the granddaddy of them all of stays. So I have to send, again, a humongous shout out to Florence, lovely Florence, who invited me and Brian to stay with her last minute. Because she knew that we didn't have a resort stay already because we usually stay with my brother. So she invited us last minute to stay with her at the Grand Floridian in the DVC wing.
Wrap your head around that, people. Yeah. Ricky stayed at the Grand Floridian with Brian. He usually won't even stay hardly offsite.
He won't even take me to a Waffle House for Valentine's Day.
So tell our listeners about what you thought, because again, I think a lot of people, if you've never stayed there, you kind of dream about it. You wonder about it. Is it too stuffy? Well, you know, quick overall feelings of staying there.
So I have to say, I really liked it. I get the stuffy feeling and I totally understand it because, you know, I mean, it is very regal. And you know, like I said, there's nothing like, you know, walking through the lobby in your swimsuit and, you know, a towel and because it's freezing cold outside and you're trying to get to the hot tub. That says class right there, doesn't it? But yeah, it was super nice. I loved staying here. The room, we had a studio. So there was the main, you know, it was a king size bed, and then there was the pull out couch, which was fantastically comfortable for being a pull out couch. I have to say, it was really, really good. Which let me tell you, when you're sick as a dog and you are sleeping on a pull out couch and you can get a good night rest, that's a good pull out couch. So that was good. There was also kind of this, I guess it's trundle bed type thing where it's underneath the TV and you actually pull it down, pull the spot down under the TV, and that actually makes out into a bed as well, which is really nice. So we had somebody sleeping in that as well. The bathrooms, there are two bathroom areas that you have in the studio. The one, it has a really nice shower with a rain shower and everything, and then it has the sink to it. The other one has the toilet, and then it also has a shower with a tub. That was a little awkward, not because of the fact that, you know, just because of the fact that there was no sink in with the toilet and the shower. So I found it to be kind of awkward because, like, if Florence was getting ready in the main bathroom and Brian and I, or, you know, anybody else was getting ready in the other bathroom, I couldn't like go in there and grab my makeup or, you know, my hair products or anything like that because Florence was in there getting ready. So I felt like that was a little, and granted, you know, most people you're there with your family. So I guess, you know, some people don't feel awkward walking in on people in the shower. I obviously did because, you know, that would be weird. So that part was really weird to me. I think that that's kind of awkward that they didn't have like a little sink or something like that in with the other bathroom. But other than that, the studio was fantastic. I loved staying at the Grand Flow. I can't believe I'm saying these words. It was so great to be there. I didn't get the feel. I feel more comfortable now after having been there. I definitely feel more comfortable visiting and don't feel so... It doesn't feel as snooty to me anymore, I guess, because I have been there. I loved the pool area with the hot tub. We went out because it was a little chilly a couple of the nights. So we went out there and hung out in the hot tub. And it was just really, I really enjoyed it. We had a couple of great meals there as well. So as I kind of alluded to in the one show that we did about the menus, we ate at the Grand Floridian Cafe, which is kind of this hidden gem because nobody really goes there. And they have a lot of, they have a lot of unique options, as I kind of mentioned on that menu thing, the menu show. It did feel a little kind of, I guess that restaurant felt a little stuffy, old-fashioned. Maybe it's time for a refurbishment of that particular restaurant. I just feel like it's a little out of date. And then there's the Gasparilla Island Grill that they have, which is their counter service location. And that was really nice, too. I do feel like, you know, as we mentioned kind of on other shows, I feel like the deluxes get kind of gypped on the food courts because obviously they have a lot of, you know, table service restaurants. So they don't offer as much in the quick service restaurants because of that. But it tends to be a little more difficult to find, you know, menu items sometimes, I think, to enjoy. I mean, yeah, they have a good selection, but I feel like the selection is better at, you know, the values and the moderates than they are at the deluxes. So, you know, there was that. But I still found stuff to eat and enjoy and stuff like that at the Gasparilla Island Grill. So, I had a really awesome time. You couldn't beat the view. I mean, when I go out and had coffee on the porch and, you know, you see the Grand Floridian and you see the monorail going past and the pool, and I was just like, oh my gosh, is this real life?
Yeah, no kidding. But usually lucky to stay at Pop Century.
I know. So, and I have to tell you, it really spoiled me for a marathon weekend because it is a hop, skip, and a jump away from the TTC. So I got to sleep in and I got to walk over to the TTC so I didn't have to go drive to Epcot, park at Epcot, get on the monorail. It was fantastic for that. So it really spoiled me for that. And Brian is going to regret life in that moment because I'm going to be so crabby next year when we have to drive probably from off property again. And we have to get up at, you know, 2 a.m. to get to Epcot.
You're leaving at like 11 o'clock at night from the airport to get there.
I know, right? Exactly. So I have to say that really spoiled me to be able to just walk over to the TTC. But I loved it. I absolutely am totally spoiled now. It was fantastic.
Good job, Florence. Brian is
yes,
doomed.
Thank you so much. I seriously can't thank her enough. Like, it was the best. Even though I got sick, it was the best experience I've had. So in a hotel, in a resort. So yay.
And I'll just say that's what our running squad's all about. It's about friends helping friends in any way possible. And that's how, I mean, it's just another example of the, you know, the million examples.
Absolutely.
We could share today.
So. 150%, yes.
All right. So Pam, tell us about your stay during marathon weekend.
So we were staying at Boardwalk Villa in a, they're in the middle of a renovation process there. We were just in a studio because originally it was just supposed to be Steve and I, and then Hannah came with. So that was interesting. And I have to say, all these rooms that they're renovating now at many of the Disney hotels, the Beach Club renovation, this Boardwalk renovation, I think has really shown that Disney is upping their game in terms of the resorts. The decor, the amenities that we're all getting used to, the look. You know, there are sometimes when they renovate and it's just a little zhuzhing and you think at the end, well, that's nice. Everything's clean and fresh and new, but it still is, you know, it's not a huge deal. But these renovations have been great. In fact, in the studios at the Boardwalk Villas, they actually added a bed, like a pull-down bed, like they have at the Grand Floridian. So their studios are soon going to be accommodating 5 as well. So that's something to think about, especially when these offers, like the 30% offer that's coming out right now, that is out right now, that's 4 stays going through the spring. All the rooms in the deluxe villa categories usually qualify for that highest discount. So when you're looking at the 30% off, consider one of these studios at, let's say, the Beach Club Villas or the Boardwalk Villas, because that will be available with that bigger discount. And when you start thinking about what 30% off takes off of those prices, it's actually a really good deal. So anyways, I just wanted to mention to consider that. And the bonus is that for about the same price that you're going to stay in a regular room with the Boardwalk Inn or a regular room with the Beach Club, you're going to have a room that has that little kitchenette, which really kind of helps you enjoy some things like breakfast in the room easier than it does when you're staying in this room, because you have a toaster, you have a microwave, you have a full-size coffee pot. These are things that I think are kind of worth that. So we really appreciated that. The one thing I will say, though, is in these rooms, whether it's a one-bedroom villa or a studio where they're giving you that extra pull-down bed, what typically happens is they take away a dresser that the TV sat on, and the TV is mounted to the wall. And that leaves some of the storage spaces gone. They're just not there and not replaced. And while it's definitely manageable, I think that, and maybe this is just me because I like our room at the hotel to be exceedingly clean and organized. I like when we leave for the day for there not to be any of our stuff out. I know this sounds really, this is making me sound really crazy.
Well, then what does housekeeping do? Because we're the opposite. We're pigs.
So they make the bed and they straighten up and stuff like that. I like the room to not have our stuff out. And my family, you know, knows this about me. So everyone's really good about finding a place to put things. So I will say that we were able to make it work. And I think it's something that you might want to think about. But, you know, it was an interesting experience. We had a really nice room. It overlooked the pool. And I know everyone says the creepy clown pool, but that's a really cool pool. It has a great slide. And that's something to think about. That pool is more than just the creepy clown pool. It really is a great slide. So that's something to consider when you're thinking about that. The location of the boardwalk is always great. We love it. The walk over to not only Epcot, but the walk over to Hollywood Studios, especially when there's so many kind of cool things going on over at Hollywood Studios with Launch Bay and the Symphony and the Stars fireworks and things like that, which I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit later. But I mean, I think it's a great location for that too. So we really enjoy the boardwalk. And this renovation of this room, I think, was an upgrade in terms of much of the room decor. It just made it a more, I don't want to say classy because that always just sounds kind of like a snooty word. It's more refined. It has the same feel, but it's definitely more refined. And even the little kitchenette space, they added a new backsplash behind the counter, and they did a great job with that. That actually was one of my favorite things. We actually looked at the tile, that particular tile, when we were redoing the guest bath at our house. And I didn't get it because it was marble and would be kind of a pain in the butt to keep clean. But they did a great job with that. So, I mean, maybe they just have the same taste I do when they redo a room. Maybe that's how I would have redone it. I don't know. But anyways, it felt really comfortable and I really liked it.
All right. So we stayed. So you guys both had great location for Marathon Weekend with all the festivities kind of surrounding Epcot and the Magic Kingdom, being close to the monorail and being able to walk to Epcot. Good location. We stayed at a moderate. We stayed at my favorite overall Walt Disney World Resort, which is Riverside. And we had a royal room in Partier Place, which is the building. Well, there's a couple buildings. But we were in the building that was closest to French Quarter. But still, not a very far walk from the main bus depot, which is what I took to all the races because that's where the buses would pick you up for the race mornings. You know, I can't say enough about Riverside. It is just, it's a postcard with the Sasagula cutting right down the middle, the boats going up and down. You get up early in the morning before the boats are running and it's like glass. Just the beautiful bridges, the great greenery, the shrubbery, everything. There's flowers all over the place. It's just, it is truly like walking through a postcard. You know, the food court's efficient. It's got lots of good options. I had a shrimp po' boy right as we got there. And and actually Princess Aurora was waiting in the lobby as we checked in. I've never seen that before where there's a princess literally standing in the lobby taking pictures with the kids as they're walking in. So we got a selfie there as we were checking in. I will say we're going to kind of throw into some quick, little stories from the weekend that might help us plan better Disney vacations. So we rented a car for this weekend just because of the flexibility with doing Dopey and, you know, having a lot of friends down there going here to there and everywhere, resort to resort. So we rented a car. We got off the plane at the airport, went down to Magical Express level to where the cars are and where you get on the buses for Magical Express. I will say that Mallory and I took the car. Paige and Pam rode Magical Express. We got to Port Orleans Riverside an hour and 10 minutes ahead of them. Just so you can have a little perspective. I wasn't going 150 either. I mean, I was driving a little quick, but I got there an hour and 10 minutes ahead of them because they just happened to be the last resort on the loop for Magical Express. Now, you could be the first one, you know, and it might not have been, but 15 or 20 minutes, but there is kind of a wide variant there. Magical Express is fine though. We did that because we wanted our luggage to be delivered into our room without having to mess with it after all these years of, you know, getting it from our car. So, you know, Riverside, great resort. Again, it's a moderate level resort, but it's all very close to Epcot. I picked it just because I love Riverside, I'll be honest. But, I went over there because it is, you know, it's my favorite resort, but it's also close to Epcot. So another thing we got to do was we got to catch the last night of the Osborne lights, which is kind of cool. And I got lots of great pictures of many, many friends. They got to see that. We just had a good time at the studios. Got to see the Symphony in the Skies fireworks, and I can't say enough about that. The fireworks at the studios are awesome. When you add John Williams' score to fireworks, they're incredible. And you have little snippets from the Star Wars movies, and it's from all the movies, you know, back to Episode 1 all the way through Episode 7. You know, I remember just kind of being emotional about it because, I mean, this is the, you know, I was 4 years old when Episode 4 came out, so it's been with me my whole life. And then you had that line from Han Solo saying, you know, it's real, all of it. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, man, this is like, I'm choking up here, you know, like, and, you know, it's just
how I
show.
Felt, too.
Did you? I mean, because it was very emotional.
It was. And at the beginning where they start with the fireworks by inviting the whole crowd to say a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And it was just, it felt like I was there with like all these other like-minded people because everyone knew the line, and I felt the same way you did, Mike. I was like, oh, this is awesome. You know, and I kept thinking that throughout. So.
Yeah, so I hope they keep that for a while because it's well done, and it's something that it gives you a reason to go to the studios. I know the studios is being, you know, dogged on because it's going through a lot of transformations, which it has to go through this process to come out on the other side as cool as I think it's going to be. You know, you got to have the pain to have the reward at the end. But I think things like this are simple for Disney to keep because I would see this summer. I'd see this 3 or 4 different nights this summer if it's offered, if they extend it. So, you know, I really enjoyed it. So, Ricky, a couple of stories from you. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the one thing you guys didn't really talk about was the launch bay, which I think is fantastic over at the former animation area. So I think that they did a really good job, even as someone who is not a Star Wars fan, has seen the movie, but is not a Star Wars fan. I think they did a really, really good job of including some unique...
Wait, what?
What? Yeah, I know, right?
You saw the movie, but you're not a Star Wars fan?
I can take
Mike.
It.
Mike!
She's the one. She's the one.
I can take it or leave it. It's all right. What? I thought the movie was good. It's not, but I'm not like, oh my God, Star Wars is the best thing ever. I'm that person. I thought that they did a really good job with the launch bay, with all the movie props and everything like that. Then of course you can meet, right now you can meet Darth Vader and Chewbacca, but later this month, or maybe now, depending on when they move it out, you will be able to meet Kylo Ren. So I think that's pretty awesome that they're rolling out that you can meet him. And they have stormtroopers patrolling the area and stuff like that. So, and the Jawas, make sure you bring something to trade because I'm so mad at myself. I have been to the launch bay twice now and I keep forgetting to bring something to trade with the Jawas. So make sure you bring something to trade. It doesn't have to be something fancy, just some little trinket and they'll, you know, trade something awesome with you as well. So I really like the launch bay. I think it was fantastic. They did a really good job with that. So that's my take on that.
And I can't believe I didn't see the launch bay that whole weekend.
I mean, it was you busy. Didn't?
I was running, you know, I mean, the thing was, is here's the thing about a race weekend, if you're a runner, especially if you're doing a challenge race, is that you do have to give up your late nights, especially over a marathon weekend,
that's
because
true.
You are getting up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. So
that's true.
You can't stay up till 10 or else, you know,
that's
there's not
point.
Enough hours in the day. So, you know, I did miss out. I got to see the fireworks that first night. I did that before the 5K because I said, you know, the 5K is 3 miles and I'm doing it with Mallory. And so it's really no bit different than getting up really early and going to a theme park, you know, really, to be honest. So we did stay up late that night, but you just can't do it. And it's like a sacrifice, but it's worth it. But I mean, you got to think about that if you're going to go to a race weekend.
That's valid.
All right. So you know, we're going to save our restaurant reviews because we have some that we're going to do here in the next month or two. We're going to do Olivia's. We're going to give our opinion on that. Skipper Canteen's another one that we're going to talk about. Just so we can kind of dive deep because we don't want to do that today. We don't want to rush everything. But just so you know, those are in the queue to happen because I know a lot of people are curious about those two places. But Pam, what else from the weekend do you remember?
There were really so many things, and I'm glad we're going to do the restaurant reviews another time because I just want to get a little teaser out there. We did the Narcoossee's brunch.
Mm.
We did, we found some new favorites at Boardwalk Bakery. And we also did the sci-fi breakfast and a few other good things. So anyways, we'll talk about all those things, but I agree. I wanted to mention the launch bay too. We really like that. For those of you who have a Disney visa, you can meet Darth Vader in
up
that
until
meet and greet location,
until Kylo
right.
Ren comes
until
out.
Until
so
Kylo comes, yeah.
Just know
exactly.
that you will be meeting Kylo Ren because I did check with Disney, and that is true. That Darth Vader, even with the Disney visa, will no longer be meeting. So just know that.
That's interesting. So anyways, but we really enjoyed meeting Darth Vader. I thought, you know, the interactions with him are really cool. Love, you know, I just like seeing that. I like interacting with all of them. We used FastPass to see the afternoon parade one day. Steve really likes that parade for some reason. So I know, funny, right?
Yeah, the man who falls asleep at most shows really likes a parade. Yeah,
he does like that parade. And I really, you know, I like doing that. I do like the location there. He was able to get some good pictures, so I thought that was cool. You know, there's a lot to like about that afternoon parade there at Magic Kingdom. I think you get to see so many characters, and the characters are from movies that so many people really love and adore. And I really think it's worth going. I don't think that typically you have to use a fast pass for it. But we just, you know, had the availability to do it that day. And so I was really glad that we did. Over at Disney Springs, we went and saw the ganachery that had just opened up. And they have some really unique chocolates. I felt that they were good. Now, they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little box of 6 of them. And they were like the size of like a square truffle. I mean, really, they were like $15. But they had, you know, like chipotle pepper and cinnamon and coffee and Egyptian sea salt and vanilla and raspberry and pistachio. And these are just a few that, you know, I'm remembering. But we did get them and they were very good. They're hand, you know, you can see the chocolates being made. They also have some with a real Disney flair. So that's something to look for too. But if you really enjoy chocolate, I think that's something to check out. We also saw Baymax over in
his
station.
That's awesome.
Loved meeting Baymax, I will say. I just love him as a character. I like the movie. I really felt like Baymax and Hero when they were there, I just felt like they weren't there long enough. I don't know. Maybe it was just because I liked it and that's what I was missing. But so I was so glad when I had heard that you could meet them again. And where they're meeting right across from where the other characters meet there in Epcot, across the breezeway. So
and it's really still called the Epcot character spot too.
Yes, it is.
So and rumor has it that some characters from Inside Out may be coming to that
yes,
other spot.
Yes, I heard that too. So,
just a rumor. But Brian and I actually, you're speaking about Baymax, by the way. Brian and I literally watched that meet and greet. We didn't get in line for it. We sat there and watched people meeting Baymax for a good like 10 minutes. I don't know why we didn't get in line. But we just sat there and watched. I have no idea why we didn't get in line.
He doesn't talk. He doesn't do anything.
No, he shuffles around. He shuffles around and moves, and that's about it. And, you know, tries to do the blah, 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 blah thing, and it doesn't work out real well because he's so fluffy. But it's so good.
Yes, it was. It was really cute. And then the other thing at Epcot that I really liked was the Disney and Pixar shorts that they're showing. They're showing Get a Horse and it's the bird one and La Luna, which is they're all really cute shorts that replaced Captain EO, which I'm kind of sad it's gone. But this was a really cute thing to do to put in that location. And I appreciate that. And I just want to say in general, just to see all the Star Wars merchandise, I think, is so, so cool. And I'm sure I probably have said this before, but it feels that way. It just feels so cool to see this marriage of Disney and Star Wars. And I'm still, you know, really glad that it happened. So,
yeah, speaking of that, I'm looking through my pictures. One of the things that Mallory did, she got some Disney gift cards for Christmas and for her birthday. And she made a customized magic band with BB-8 on it and her name. And so we did that at the exit to Space Mountain there at the, D-Tech stand there. And it was really fun. You just do it basically on like a tablet, you know, kind of a mounted tablet there. You pick what color you want the band to be. You pick your name, you know, you type in your name. You pick if you want a character. You can customize it any way you want. I also designed a Dopey Challenge iPhone 6 case, which I did not get at the time, but then I regretted it. So thanks to Jay and Melissa for making that for me and mailing it to me a couple weeks later, because I wish I would have done that. And now I have it. But, I think it's kind of cool because, you know, as the Magic Bands came out, you had these colors. We knew this was coming. But I mean, Pam, where do you fall on these things like the kind of like 3D printed, you know, phone cases and customizable magic bands? I mean, is it just a money grab for Disney? Are they too expensive? Or is this something that the guests, you can take it or leave it, but it's there if you want to try it?
I think that makes a good souvenir. I mean, especially when you can personalize it with your name. I think that that's something that a lot of kids really enjoy, and adults too, especially if you're someone who has an unusually spelled name and you can't get things. You know, that happens a lot. But I mean, like, I have a case that I really like for my phone, so I can't take advantage of it. But I look every time and I think, oh, I really like this one. Like, there was a Star Wars one that I really liked, and it was kind of cartoony looking, and I loved that depiction of the Star Wars characters, but I love the phone case I have, so I didn't get it, but oh man, I wanted it. So, I mean, and the magic bands I think are really cool too.
Yeah, it is a cool souvenir, and especially for folks that like, you know, a magic band is supposed to last for 2 years. They'll probably last, you know, in the ballpark of 2 years, maybe 3 years, maybe, you know, a little less than two. Who knows with the batteries inside, because they're very low powered batteries. But like with Mallory, she's going to be coming back, you know, this summer. And so she'll have a BB-8 magic band to wear, which is going to be fun for her. She loves BB-8. So and her name's on it. So, you know, like you say, it's a good souvenir, and it's something to, you know, just to hang your hat on. You know, it's kind of like a set of Mickey ears there. I did get a haircut. The day of the 10K, maybe the 5K, I can't remember. But I was looking for stuff to do where I could sit down. Hey, you sit down when you get your haircut. And I didn't have an appointment. I just walked in because I remember last time when I got my haircut last summer, they told me that they save 60 to 70% of the appointments for walk-ups. And so I just walked up. I waited about 30 minutes. I watched about four kids get their first haircuts. They screamed like they were getting murdered. I don't know how those barbers do it in there, because it was just
earplugs.
Saying, man, it was just like, you thought they were cutting their ears off and not the hair, but it was a good time. So, you know, and again, the value, it's exact same price as I would pay back home to get a haircut. So if you've never done that, it's something, you know, that you don't do on your first trip or second trip. But if you've been there quite a few times, get a haircut on Main Street. It's kind of a neat thing. So, Ricky, one or two other things, and we'll get out of here for the weekend.
Well, you know, I also kind of the big thing, and I mentioned this before, but I did the Cigna Blogger event, which was a really interesting experience to get to do. You know, we were learning about the importance of finding out your numbers and going to the doctor to find those out, how important those things are in your health, and how most people can do that, you know, just that's included in their health insurance. So that was kind of an interesting experience. And I talked a little bit more about that on the live, I use that in quotes, recap show that we did, you know, that you filmed while, or, you know, when we taped while we were sitting at the table at Old Key West. So, you know, that was really great. I guess a couple of other things were, we did actually, I just kind of want to touch on this real quick because I was sad, but we did one of the last days of Pizza Planet. So Pizza Planet is always, you know, something that, you know, Brian and I love. And I know that a lot of people, it gets a lot of flack from a lot of people.
I don't think you're allowed to go to Pizza Planet if you're staying at the Grand Floridian. There's something like totally wrong with that.
Absolutely. But I, you know, since it's probably not going to be Pizza Planet any longer, I wanted to make sure that I enjoyed, you know, the last experience of Pizza Planet, and they're horribly awful but delicious pizza. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it's really good, but I mean, it is very bready. Let's just say that. So, you know, but I really liked it. And then one last kind of a note. You know, obviously, I wasn't feeling very good, so I went to. I went to the urgent care center, which is off property. I didn't actually go into the urgent care center because my insurance, it was way too much money to go there with the insurance that I had at the moment. Because, you know, I just rolled over my insurance, so, you know, it was the new year, so I haven't met, you know, any of my health insurance deductibles and stuff like that yet. But I did at least go to the it's the CentraCare. It's right off property, right by Disney, downtown Disney. And it was a nice facility that they had there. So if you ever do need to go to the doctor, urgent care or whatever, you know, do know that that's there, and they are more than welcome or more than willing to help you. You know, it was a pretty nice facility overall. You know, what I saw of it. So, you know, just know that that's there if you ever need it. I think that that's really important because you never know, you know, when you're going to get sick while you're visiting Walt Disney World. Clearly, I didn't expect to. So, you know, but it's helpful to know that, hey, there is something that you can do, and you can get the care that you need if you need it. So.
Well, apparently, don't get sick the first week of January either. If you can,
right?
If you can
exactly. Not a good call. I did not want to pay that much money to go see the doctor, and I just, you know, hopped up on Dayquil. But, you know,
that's
whatever.
What we do around here, and go teach class.
Right? Exactly.
We're not taking a sick day. We're just taking a Dayquil.
I'm taking Dayquil, and I'll be fine.
That's it. Anyway, as I was looking at my pictures, the last thought I have is that I am so very, very lucky in looking at these pictures because I'm surrounded by friends in every one of these pictures from this weekend, whether we're in the parks, riding a train, you know, having a great meal, just watching a parade, and even at Riverside, it's amazing the friendships, how much they add to these Disney experiences, because I have a smile on my face in every one of the pictures. And it's because, well, except for maybe one, like at 2 o'clock in the morning before I went to, right, I think, the marathon. But, you know, it's great to see so many people getting together. We all love Disney. We care about each other. We want, you know, it's just, this community is awesome. And that this weekend was absolute proof of that. As I go back and look at these pictures, I mean, these are friends for life, and so many smiling faces. So I want to thank everybody who was a part of it. So Pam, last word, and we're going to get out of here, and Super Bowl Sunday. So we got to get
it
going.
Oh man, I got to make
it's
something.
Crazy. Yeah, I know. So I agree, Mike. Like, we saw so many friends when we were there and met so many friends who, you know, we maybe haven't had the chance to actually meet in person. I hate when people say in person, but you know what I mean? That's what it's like now. You know, I don't feel like I have to meet someone in person to be able to call them friends, but that's the cool thing that, you know, we have the opportunity to get up and cheer with everyone and watch some of our friends run the races. And that was a really cool thing. And we're all really proud of everyone who ran in a race during that weekend. I think, you know, it was just evident that this community is just so supportive, and that's what it's all about. So I love doing it.
Absolutely. All right. Real quick, before we get out of here on a Friday, Ricky, who are you going for in the Super Bowl? Are you taking the Carolina Panthers or the Denver Broncos?
I am picking the commercials. That's what I'm picking.
The commercials. Oh, you're so weak. That is so weak. All right.
I don't have a horse in this race, so I'm picking the commercials.
Well, apparently I don't have a horse ever in a race ever again.
No, we don't. I do now that I live in Atlanta. I've got the Falcons.
That's true. They're about like the Rams though, so.
Well, yeah, exactly. So.
Anyway, Pam, who are you picking? You going with the Broncos or the Panthers?
I'm actually not going to root for either. I'm not rooting for them. It just doesn't really, I don't really care either way who wins. I hope it's a good game. And, let's root for the snacks.
Go snacks!
We got the commercials and the snacks, and I will be bold. I'm going to take a stand, and I'm going for... You know, I'm an SEC guy, and there's two SEC quarterbacks in the Super Bowl, which I think it's the first time that's ever happened, with Cam Newton and Peyton Manning. But I'm going to go with age over youth. I'm going to go for Peyton Manning because I think, it's one of those things that I would like to see Peyton Manning win a Super Bowl, win this one, and just kind of ride off into the sunset. I think it's a great story because I don't think he's going to play after this year. So I'm going to go with the Broncos. I think that Cam Newton will have plenty of chances to win Super Bowls in the next 10 years. But I think this is the swan song for Peyton. So we'll see. And I know that makes our Tennessee fans happy. And probably all the Carolinas are probably mad at us right now. But what can you do? All right. Well, that's it for today's show. Sorry, Carolina. We love you guys, but you got to take sides sometimes. But we're brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We talked about the great specials that are out there right now. So check it out. Drop by themagicforless.com. See all that stuff right there on the website. You know, look at the dates. Look at the options. You know, you have the summer meal deal. You have the spring travel special still out there for just a little bit more. And you can save a lot of money on a room only or a package. So depending on how you want to work it, either way is fine. But you can have great savings on an awesome Disney vacation. Really, some of the best times to go down there. The spring, the weather is gorgeous, and it's just a great time to visit. You got the Flower and Garden Festival going on. And in the summer, even though it does get a little bit hot, I travel every summer. It's just as hot here in St. Louis. You may as well be having fun down at Disney World. And the park hours are insanely long in the summers, and you don't have many refurbs either. So lots of great reasons to get down there and save money on your next Disney vacation. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also brought to you by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management, and even though his offices are located in Indianapolis and Fort Wayne, Indiana, he works with clients across the nation. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprizeadvisors.com/drew.baker. The next Be Our Guest podcast live show comes your way on Sunday night, February 21st, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central at our new home, beourguestpodcast.com/live. And check out Magical Mouse Radio. We're still there. Great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music. We're still transferring music over, so if you don't hear your favorite track, it'll probably be up in the next week or two. But record numbers this week. Thank you so much for the support. And if you haven't checked it out, I think you're going to like what you hear. Check it out today over at magicalmouseradio.com and give them a follow on Twitter at MMR Disney World. Give us a follow on Twitter for the podcast at Be Our Guest Mike. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And drop by the friendliest forums on the internet at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. And you know what else would be super on this Super Bowl weekend? Would be a super iTunes rating and review. We haven't asked for one of those lately, but we're going to ask for one now. If you have a few minutes this weekend, please drop by iTunes. Leave us a rating and a review in the iTunes app store or the podcast store there. It helps keep us relevant and up at the top of the charts where we've been staying for quite a long time, and we appreciate that so much. But let's keep that momentum going so we can find some new listeners and add to the Be Our Guest podcast community. We appreciate that so much. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your Super Bowl weekend. We hope that whatever you do, you stay safe and you have a good time watching that game. Remember, if you have a few, have somebody else drive. We want to keep everybody safe. We want you to be back here with us on Monday. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. and have fun watching football. I'm going to say go Broncos, but go Panthers too for all the Panthers fans. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.